Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Refuah Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is dedicated to Zeicher Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak ben Yechiel. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the top line Eisvei. In our previous shiur, we had learned of the Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, with somebody took upon himself a Naziris when he's in the Beis HaKfaris. Somebody had taken upon himself a Naziris while he was in the cemetery. And the question is the Naziris effective as he is in the cemetery, or is the Naziris not effective because he's in a cemetery? And obviously a Nazir, one of the fundamental halachas of a Nazir is that he has to be Tahar. Rabbi Yochanan said that he is considered a Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan said that he's a Nazir, but he has to become Tahar. Reish Lakish says he's not a Nazir because in a cemetery, when you're Tameh, you can't become a Nazir. Eisvei, so the Gemara had posed, and the Gemara continues to pose, questions from Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish. Eisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa says, Ein bein Tameh shenazir. There is no difference in halacha between an individual who was tamei when he became a nazir, lebein le nazir shetar shenitma, or a nazir who became the first person was tamei when he became a nazir. This individual is tahar, and he became tamei. Ela shetamei shenazir, a tamei that took upon himself naziris shvi shaloi oloi min minyan. The last day, we know that a person after becomes tamei has to have sprinkled on himself on the third day and the seventh day the mixture, the mechatas of the ash of paraduma with the water, and he can begin, such an individual can begin his new count of naziris on the seventh day, because since he isn't obligated to bring kabbonis, only a person who's obligated to bring kabbonis, and the kabbonis cannot be brought until the eighth day, cannot begin the new count of Naziris until the eighth day. But this individual who will not have to bring new Kabbonis, so as soon as he becomes Tar on the seventh day, he can immediately begin his new Naziris count. And Tosfos points out that we know that a person who's Tamei and has, as we just described, the Mechatas sprinkled on him, really isn't Tahor until he has Harif Shemesh, until the day ends. So why are we saying, as Tosfos, that he could already begin his count, his new count of Naziris, on day 7? So Tosfos answers that the Tumah of a Tful Yoyim, a person who completed, whether he has to go to the mikvah or here, as he has to have the Mechatas spritzed on him, as soon as he has that completed, he's really Tahor. He becomes a Tful Yoyim, as we just explained, that he has to wait to go to till tonight. But that is a weak Tumah. And since it's a weak Tumah, it doesn't prevent him from beginning to count his Naziris. Another pshat that the Sefer Mekor Baruch explains, a very interesting pshat. He says that when a person is Tamei and he finishes his process, whether by going to the mikvah, as we just said, or having the mechata spritzed on him, he, as far as the halach is concerned, completes his tahara. That tum is over. The fact that he's a tful yoyim, explains the Sefer Mekor Baruch, is a new tumah, is a new category. It's not a continuation of what he was. And that new status of being a tful yoyim, he explains, does not prevent him from beginning to count a Naziris. Why doesn't it prevent him from beginning to count a Naziris? Because it's a weak Tumah. And since it's a weak Tumah, the halacha is that it doesn't prevent him from starting to count his Naziris. Whereas, continues the Braisa to identify, Nazir Tar Shenitma, of a person who was a Nazir, a Tar Nazir, and he becomes Tameh, there ain't Shvi Shlei Oyla Minyan. The halacha, as we said, is that besides that he has to complete his Tara process, he has to take a haircut on the seventh day, and on the eighth day, that he has to bring kabanis, he has to bring a keves ben shana la'osham, and he has to bring two birds, shtei soirim or shnei bnei yoina, echel l'chatos, echel l'tamei. As the Torah says, v'chiyamas meis ala b'pesa pisoim, v'timei rosh nizroi v'gilach rosha b'yoyim tarasoi, b'yoyim ha'shviya galchena. So the Torah is telling us that he takes the haircut on the seventh day. However, u'b'yoyim ha'shmini, on the eighth day, yavish day sayrim ha'shnei b'nei yoyna, ala koyin, a pesach ala moid, v'asa koyin echel l'chatos v'echel l'oyla, v'chipa alav, mashachota ala nefesh, v'kides, as rosha b'yoyim ha'her, b'yoyim ha'hu. So since he can't bring kabanis until that day, he can't, only after he brings the kabanis does his naziris begin. Visakadatach says the Gemara, if we're going to say that a tamei that became a nazir lechayla doesn't become a nazir, according to Reish Lakish, until he accepts upon himself the new naziris, amai oloi min aminyan, why on the seventh day? Does he right away begin counting his new count? He shouldn't be able to count his new count yet, because according to Reish Lakish, he needs to take on that new Naziris. Without taking it on, he's not a Nazir. So all the Rishonim answer the obvious question. Yes, according to Reish Lakish, he's required to take upon himself a Naziris. So let's explain that that's exactly what happened, that he talked, that the Bryce is speaking about a case where he took on he was Tamei, he finished his Tahara process, and he took upon himself to be a Nazir. So they answer, if that's what the Bryce requires, then the Halacha is, then the Bryce should have identified that. And the Rishonim explain, if the Bryce is here to tell us the differences between a Nazir Tor Shenitma and another that became another when it was Tamei. So this becomes a very critical difference, that the Nazir who was Tor and became Tamei does not require to take on a new Naziris. He has to finish his process. Indeed, as we're learning, he has to bring even his kabanis, but as soon as he brings his kabanis, the halacha is that he's a Nazir automatically. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, he has to take upon himself the Naziris. And if he didn't take it on yet, he wouldn't be a Nazir. So if that's indeed the halacha, shouldn't the Brice have said that? Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, reinterprets the Machloikus of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Mechel, as far as a Nazir who began his Naziris as he was Tamei, everybody will agree that as soon as the Naziris can be effective, for example, as we're learning in our shir, as soon as he completes his Tahara process, Kulam and Pligal Chayla, everybody's in agreement that it is effective immediately. The entire machloikis between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, Elki Pligal Malki, the machloikis is, does he get Malkis for becoming Tamei during this period? And as Tosfos explains, and we'll speak about that, what it means is that he was told to leave the Beis HaKvaris, and he didn't. Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, the Kivan, the Chayla, that since he became a Nazir, even though he only accepted the Naziris when he was Tamei, so therefore he'll get Malkus if he's asked to leave and doesn't leave. Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish's opinion is, loy lucky, that as far as Hilchus Tumah is concerned, he doesn't get Malkus for the Tumah, because he became a Nazir as he was Tamei. And since he doesn't bring the Kabanis Tumah, as we've been learning, he won't get Malkus, the Gemara is saying, that they travel together. And he wouldn't get Malkus for being Tamei. But as far as the Issa of drinking wine, and as far as the issur of taking a haircut, that will be regarding Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan will agree that he gets Malkus for that as well. There are Rishonim that say that at this point the Gemara doesn't agree that he gets Malkus. But the simple pshat is that Machloikus is limited to the Tumah aspect of his Naziris, which Rabbi Yochanan holds if he's asked to leave and he doesn't, he'll get Malkus. And Reish Lakish disagrees. So the Gemara continues. It says in our Mishnah, Misha Nazar, Rubes HaKfaris, if somebody took upon himself a Naziris while he was in the cemetery, Afil HaYisham Shloishim Yoim, even if he was there for an entire 30 days, Ein Oilolim in a Minyan. They don't count. They may be Karban Tumah, and you don't bring a Karban Tumah when he finishes this. Says Rabbi Yochanan, isn't our Mishnah teaching us that Korban Tumah Hu D'Lo Ma'aseh, that this Nazir is not like your typical Nazir, who if he becomes Tameh, and then after he becomes Tameh, after he becomes Tar, has to bring special Kabbonis. But as far as all the other halachas of a Nazir, doesn't our Mishnah seem to teach us Hamilki Lelaki, that he gets Malkus? So the Rosh explains the Gemara. That's very interesting. The Gemara kept on saying Esvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But now, because we had a reinterpretation of the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Gemara questions are different questions. So which are the correct questions? So the Rosh explains that the proper interpretation is as we just learned. And when the Gemara previously said that Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish questions, those were not really questions that Rabbi Yochanan posed to Reish Lakish. Those are questions that Rabbi Yochanan could have technically posed to Reish Lakish, but he actually didn't. Answers the Gemara. But then the listener, actually the Tanishin said, Ein Aloika, that for Malkus, for Tumi doesn't get Malkus. As Reish Lakish has been saying, since he became a Nazir when he's Tamei, and since, as we're learning, the Kabbonis that a Nazir Tamei has to bring, he doesn't have to bring. He doesn't get Malkus for Tumah either. So why didn't the Mishnah indicate so? Shum dekoyim misni sefer. Since the Tana wants to teach us, yotz of a nichnas, that if he leaves the basic forest and then he comes back and he completes his tahara process, and then a nichnas, and then he goes back into the basic forest, oilolei min aminyan, or maybe karma tamei, then he's considered like a Nazir that's tamei, tana reisha, so he wanted a contrast where he does bring a carbon and where he doesn't bring the carbon. And as I saw the Rishonim explain, since we're also learning that the Hilchus of the carbon and the Halacha of the Tumah travel together, by speaking about the Tumah, by speaking about the carbon, we're so to speak also speaking about this. Toshma, so the Gemara brings another Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Bein Tamei Shenazer, there's no difference between an individual who accepted Naziris upon himself when he's Tar, Tamei, the Nazir Tar Shenitma, versus a person who is Tar and then became Tamei. El Shetamei Shenazir, the Tamei, the person who became a Nazir when he was Tamei, as we said at the beginning of this year, Shvi Shaloi Oloi Min Aminyan, he could begin counting his new Naziris on day number 7. Whereas, Nazir Tar Shenitmer, a person who was a Tar when he became a Nazir, and then he became Tamei, Ein Shvi Oloi Min Aminyan. Then the 7th day is not the day he could begin his Naziris again, he has to wait for day 8. Ha, Isn't this Brisa clearly indicating the Linya Malkus for becoming Tamei, for not leaving the cemetery, or not becoming Tar when you're a Nazir? As far as that is concerned, they're identical, Shavin. Because as the Rishonim point out, that if they weren't in that way identical, the Brisa should have identified this as one of the differences. Amalei Loi. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, the Deek in the Mishnah is to teach us the linyan taglachas evazes shavin. As far as the halachas of taglachas, the halacha is that just like a Nazir that becomes Tamei, begins the tahara process, which takes 7 days, and then on the 7th day he takes a haircut, so too this person begins the tahara process, and on the 7th day will take a haircut. Aval in your Malkus, but now what are we learning? As far as the Malkus concerned, they will be very different. Zel Loika, the Nazir who was Tar that became Tamei, will get Malkus for becoming Tamei. The Zel, but versus the Tamei that became a Nazir, Ein Loika. So ask the Gemara, if there is indeed such a distinction between them, listen, why hasn't the Braisa mentioned it? Answers the Gemara B'Takanti. The focus of this Braisa is when can the Nazir resume his Naziris? B'takhanti kamayri. That's what the Bryce is focusing on. And the Bryce is telling us that the Nazir, who was Tar and then became Tamei, could only resume his Naziris on day 8, whereas the Nazir that was Tar, Tamei, and would be able to begin his Naziris on day 7. However, B'kilkole, where they did something wrong, that is not the focus of this Brysa. To Kukule Loi Mairi, that's not what the Brysa is talking about. The halacha is that that's not the focus of this Brysa. So Tosfos wants to say that the Reish Lakish will agree that a Nazir who was Tamei when he became a Nazir is over in Isser and should not remain in Tuma. The entire focus, says Tosfos, is only regarding the Malkus. And that's why we're not focused on getting Malkus. Tashma. So the Gemara asks another question on Reish Lakish. It says in the Braisa, Mishayu Tamei, somebody who was Tamei v'Nazir, and while he was Tamei, accepted upon himself a Naziris, Osel Galeach, he's not allowed to cut his hair, or lishtus yayin, or drink wine. It says the Braisa, if during this period, Gileach, he does take Eikot, or Shasu Yayin, he does drink wine, but Nitmala Mason, he does become Tamei, Hareza Sofik Saboin. So the Braisa clearly indicates that even though this person was Tamei when he became a Nazir, still the halacha is, if he becomes Tamei or he doesn't remove the Tumah from himself, he gets Malkus. And therefore, clearly have a halacha, to Yufta Reish Lakish's opinion, that we've been learning that he wouldn't get Malkus, has clearly been refuted. The halacha is, the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos teaches us that if somebody entered the Beis HaMikdash, entered the Azara, and as he entered the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara, he became Tamei, B'shoigig, he has to, of course, leave immediately. And the Gemara of Esther says, if he remains there, the amount of time it takes to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash shall be Chayv Karbin for being Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara over there in Masechta Shavuos has a machloikus exactly how long this takes. The Gemara is in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. One opinion holds that it's the amount of time to say the pasuk in Divrei Yomim that says V'chovene Yisrael Royim B'redes Ha'esh V'kvayr Hashem Al Abayis V'yichru Apayim Arza Al Aritzba V'yishtachvu V'hoydus La'Hashem Kitoiv kiloilam chazdai. Others say that the opinion is the time not to say the entire pasuk, but rather the amount of time it takes to say the words of that pasuk from v'yichru apayim. So our Gemara continues now to discuss what about a nazir? How long does a nazir belong in the Beis HaKfaris? If a nazir went to the Beis HaKfaris and becomes Tamei, at what point will it be Chayiv Malkus? By Rav, nazir Beis HaKfaris, Mahu, what will be his halacha? At what point will it be Chayiv Malkus? Mahu Shia LeMalkus. Is there a shear, just like we learned over there, that you only Chayiv, by the Beis HaMikdash, that you only Chayiv Malkus after you're there for a certain amount of time? Oy Loi, even if he's there for the most minimal amount of time, you'll be Chayiv Malkus. Some want to explain that what is the question, and they try to understand that it's difficult to understand that the shear for a Nazir will be the same shear as in Beis HaMikdash. When we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, there, the concept of bowing in the Beis HaMikdash is very much part of the experience of the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's very much the experience of the Beis HaMikdash, that shear makes sense. Why should the amount of bowing have anything to do with a Nazir in the Beis HaMikdash? So I saw that the Sefer Aracham explains that the Gemara's question here is not that the same shear that's said regarding the Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kadesh Tachavo, is the same shear by a Nazir. Of course it's not. The question of the Gemara is, do we apply a shear? If the Nazir is in the Beis HaKfaris, do we give a shear or is he going to get malchus immediately? Says the Gemara. Hechi dami. Exactly what is the question of Rava? Asked the Gemara. Ilei mida amrilei. If we're talking about a person who's standing in the base of Kfaris, and he's told as he's standing in the base of Kfaris, loin tinzer, don't become tamei. Says the and the Brisker Rav says that a person is not supposed to take upon himself a naziris when he's tamei. He says if the halachi is that a person who is a nazir is not allowed to become tamei, certainly the halachi is that a person who's tamei is not allowed to become a nazir. So if that's the situation that Rav is referring to, says the Gemara Lama Lishia, why is there a question about amount of time? As soon as he does this wrong thing, he should be chayiv malchus. Nazir, my tamalei by Shia, why does a nazir not get any delay if he becomes tamei? The kamasrbe, we're warning him, don't become tamei. Here too, this is an individual who should not be taking upon himself a naziris. He's doing the wrong thing. And hachinami, and he's being warned, kamasrbe, they're being warned that he shouldn't take on the naziris. And since he's being warned that he shouldn't take on the naziris, he should be chayiv malchus. So many rishonim and achronim, Tosfos asks a question: why would there be malchus for doing this? This is a lash ein bei maisa, and the Gemara Masechta Malchus teaches us quite extensively that for an aveira that has a lash ein bei malchus, there is no lash ein bei maisa. There is no malchus. So Tosfos first wants to suggest that our Gemara here is following the opinion, the lav shem b'maisa, you get malchus. But then Tosfos says, an ambiguous statement, that even according to the man da Omer, the lav shem b'maisa, this would be a case that you get malchus. And why? So there's many explanations given in Tosfos. One explanation that's given in Tosfos, which is probably the simplest explanation, is how did the person get into the cemetery? The way a person got into the cemetery is that he walked into the cemetery. And since he walked into the cemetery, that's why it's considered a lav shiesh b'maisa. We go back to his original act of going into the cemetery. Others say that as far as naziris is concerned, because what's the issue? That he took upon himself the naziris. But normally, saying something throughout Shas, the Sefer Gemura Shmoinim explains, is not considered a Maisa. But the Sefer Gemura Shmoinim suggests that by a Nazir, who by declaring that he's going to be a Nazir, has so many significant halachas applied to him, even the Man D'Omer that says the Dover, the Dibur, is not a Maisa, here the Dibur is considered a Maisa, because it accomplishes so much. And since it accomplishes so much, that's why it's considered a maisa. The Stipler has a very interesting approach. The Stipler's approach is that in our sugyas, says the Stipler, we've learned there are two types of a nazir. There's a nazir who beis akfaris, and there's a nazir who became tamei. And the halacha has been speaking about them equivalently. The fact that the halacha has been speaking about them for equivalently means that just like the nazir who became tamei has the halacha that of course he did in ma'isa, the nazir who just in the basic kfaris is also considered as if he did a ma'isa. We've been learning that a person who is a nazir from when he took upon himself his naziris, as we discussed earlier in our shir, such an individual doesn't have to go through the process, the entire same process that a nazir who was tar and then became tamei. As we've been saying, a nazir who was tar and then became tamei, not only does he of course have to go through the tahara process, but he also has to shave his hair and bring kabbonis. Whereas this person who was tamei from the outset doesn't have to bring kabbonis. The Rambam says that if a person accepts naziris in Chutz Laretz, he's obligated to move to Eretz Yisrael and keep the halachas of naziris. This is all b'zman hazeh, until he passes away, or until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and he brings the Kabbonis. The Kesef Mishnah explains, why does the Rambam hold that he may not remain in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to learn, there's a Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, and since there's Tumas Chutz Laretz, the halacha is, he's not supposed to be a Nozer when he's Tameh. So the Rambam's opinion is that you could become a Nozer in Chutz Laretz, just you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that since everybody today is considered Tameh Meis, even those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so says the Ravid, somebody's not allowed to accept the Zeiros upon themselves, even if they live in Eretz Yisrael. The Kesef Mishnah, in defending the opinion of the Rambam, says that even though today everybody's assumed to be a Tameh Meis, still somebody in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh, is allowed to accept Naziris, as long as he accepts all of the halachos of Naziris and prevents and tries to prevent from becoming Tamei again with a Tumas Meis. The Karen Oira says that we're learning that a person, we just learned in the Gemara, says that a person is not allowed to declare himself a Nazir while he is Tamei. So, says the Karen Oira, that's shot in the Ravid. The Ravid is saying that our Gemara just said that one is not allowed to take upon himself a Naziris when he's in a basic forest. Similarly, since we're all Tamei Meis, says the Rambam, we're not allowed to take upon ourselves a Naziris in such a situation. The Beis Meir, trying to defend the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, says the reason that it's also for a person to accept upon himself Naziris when he's in a cemetery is not because he's Tamei, because he's going to constantly be taking upon himself more Tumah as he's standing in the Beis HaKvaris. But that doesn't mean, says the Beis Meir, that while somebody is Tamei, he's not allowed to declare that he shouldn't be a Tamei. He's not allowed to declare upon himself that he's going to be a Nazir. And only the entire issue in our Gemara, they explain, is only because the person is not just Tamei, but because he's standing in the Beis HaKvaris, he's constantly taking upon himself more Naziris. But this person is not constantly taking upon himself more Naziris. And since he's not constantly taking upon himself more Naziris, that's why the halacha would be that when he's in the cemetery, when he's not in the cemetery, it's not adding anything, he could be take on Naziris, says the Rambam. Ella, so again, we're trying to understand. Rava asked the question, is there a shear when we speak about a Nozer who remains Tamei? We first have to figure out what is the situation that he's speaking about. Says the Gemara, Rava is speaking about a case, Kigon Shenichnas, that the person entered the cemetery, B'shei the Teva Migdal, in a big box. These are very big boxes that are able to hold 40 saw of liquid, and a box that is that large is not Mekabel Tumah. So even though he's a Nazir, he can enter a cemetery when he is in such a large box. But Tosfos points out that even though he's allowed to enter the cemetery in such a large box, he was given an Hasra that if the box will be opened, you're going to be a Nazir that becomes Tameh. And now indeed that's what happened. Upar Ma'alav HaMziva, somebody opened up the floor of this box, and now he becomes Tamei. And he was told, so he became Tamei b'shagig. He didn't want to become Tamei, and he was told to immediately leave the cemetery. And the question is, ki gemirin shir b'beis HaMikdash, this halacha that we said earlier, that if a person becomes Tamei b'shagig in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a shir by which he has to get out. That's only in the Beis HaMikdash. Avla of Roy, when we speak about outside the Beis HaMikdash, Loy, there is no such a law. Adama Loy Shna, it doesn't make a difference. That in all cases, since he became Tamei B'shagig, the Torah gives us the halacha that he has a right to, he has time to get out. The Rosh points out that the question of our Gemara is only in the case where he was an oinus, it was beyond his control. But if he was a shoygig, it may not be the same. And the Gemara says, Teiku, this question remains unresolved. By Rav Ashi. So now, Rav Ashi asks another question. Nazir v'beisa kvaris, if somebody took upon himself a naziris when he beisa kvaris. So of course, as we've been learning throughout our shir, he does have to bring a karmen tumah when the days end. He has to go through the tara process, and at the end of the tara process, even though a nazir tar that becomes tameh, we've been discussing in our shir, has to bring kabbanis, this individual who was tameh from the outset would not have to bring kabbanis. The question, however, is, does he have to take a haircut? And as Tosfos explains, the question of the Gemara is, do the halachas of the carbon and the halacha of the haircut travel together? And do we say that just like he doesn't have to take bring kabbanis, he doesn't have to take a haircut? Or are they two separate halachas, and even though he doesn't have to bring the kabbanis, he's going to have to take a haircut? Tan geluach aloi. Because the Gemara's question is, where does the Torah say that after he becomes tar, he has to take a haircut? That's only a nazir that was tar and then became tamei, because he violated, he profaned his naziris, and therefore, in order to be able to resume his naziris, he has to take a haircut first. Avil here, tamei shenazir, that he was a nazir that was tamei from the outside, loy. The halacha is differently. The halacha is that he always has to take a haircut before he's going to begin his naziris. Says the Gemara Toshma, the Brais, we learned in our Mishnah, Mishnah Nazir v'Beisak Faris, somebody who became a Nazir while he was in the Beisak Faris, I feel like Hashem Shloshim Yoyim, even if he was there for an entire term of his naziris, and an Olam and a Minyan, he can't begin counting his naziris. And furthermore, and maybe Karban Tumah, he doesn't bring a Karban Tumah. Isn't the Deek of the Mishnah that Karban Tumah Delay Maisi? He doesn't bring the carbon that Nazir who becomes Tameh normally brings. But isn't the Mishnah teaching us Av Geluchei Bai, taking a haircut before he begins his Naziris is required? Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily the way to understand the Mishnah. Rather, the way to understand the Mishnah is Ma Tam Kama. Ma Tam. And it may be carbon tumma. The Mishnah clearly told us that he doesn't have to bring a carbon tumma, which is normally the case by a nazir tahar that becomes tamei. Why is he an exception to the rule? The reason is by geluchei. And again, Tosfos explains the Gemara that what the Gemara means to say is that the halacha of taglachas and the halacha of the kabbanis travel together. And therefore, the Mishnah is saying, if he's clearly exempt from the Kabbanis, he's also exempt from the Taglachas. Tashma. So the Gemara quotes another Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein bein tamei shenazir. There's no difference between a tamei that became a nazir while he's tamei, le nazir tar shenitma, versus a person that was a nazir, was tar, and then became tamei. Ella, the difference is, tamei nazir, shvi shaloi oyle min haminyan, since he won't have to bring Kabbanis, on the seventh day, he could already begin counting his naziris. And a nazir tar shenitma ain shvilei oylei min haminyan, since he's going to have to bring kabbanis, and the kabbanis are only brought on day eight. So that's why only after he brings the kabbanis on day eight does he start counting his naziris. My laugh, isn't the Bryce indicating as far as the halacha that after he's tamei he has to cut all his hair, isn't that indicating that zevzeh shavim, that they're the same, and both the tar shenitma or the tamei shenazer will have to take a haircut before they begin the full fledged naziris? Loi, says the Gemara, that's not the way to learn the brisa. What the brisa means to say is lemalkus, the halacha that we've been speaking about in our shir, that this nazir, the Tamei Shenazir that stays Tamei will get Malkus for remaining Tamei. Zevzeh Shavim, if he doesn't do anything to remove the Tumah. Ava, what are we saying? As far as Taglach is concerned, Mai, Zemegaleach, that the Nazir Tor Shenitma has to take a haircut, whereas Zeh, the Tamei Shenazir, Ein Megaleach. If that is indeed the Halacha, says the Gemara, listen, so why wasn't it mentioned as a halacha in this braisa? Answers the Gemara, Tani Shvi Shalai, the Tana the braisa indicates that their differences are on the seventh day. That on the seventh day, the Tamei Shenazer can begin his Naziris, and the Nazer Shenitma cannot begin his Naziris. But on what day does the Nazer Tor Shenitma take a haircut? On the seventh day. And the Bryce is saying that on that seventh day, they're very different. All of the seventh day of a Tamei Shenazer and the seventh day of a Nazer Shenitma are very different days. One difference is that the Tamei Shenazer begins his Naziris that day, whereas the Nazer Shenitma has to wait for tomorrow, and also that the Nazer Shenitma has to take a haircut that day, and the Tamei Shenazer doesn't have to. A Metzaira, who develops Tzaras, the Kohen inspects that Nega, and if he sees he's a Tzaras, he says he's a Metzaira. If the Kohen is not quite certain if he is or not, he is quarantined for 7 days. Those 7 days are called the Yemei Hasgerah. And then the Kohen comes again to inspect the Nega. If he now sees that indeed he's a Metzaira, he declares him a Metzaira. That's called a Metzaira Muchlet. Such a Metzaira is Tamei. He has to go Chutz L'Machla. And the time that he remains Chutz L'Machla are called Yemei Chalutai. Afterwards, Baruch Hashem, the Tzaras is healed. He has to take a haircut. He has to cut all the hair on his body, bring birds as a carbon. This is a Metzaira Muchlet. Then count 7 days. Those 7 days are called Yemei Sfirai. And on the seventh day, he takes again a haircut of his whole. He cuts all the hair of his body. On the eighth day, he brings a carbon. And the eighth day, he brings a carbon. Certainly, while a person is a Bezgeroi, a person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, and during the time he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, he was a Mitzayra Muzgar, those days count towards his term of Naziris. Now we're going to discuss what is going to be the halacha during the Yemei Chalutai. During the Yemei Chalutai, are those days that he count towards the Naziris or not? Tashma, says the Gemara, the Braisa says, Enli Ella may Tumasai. We know that during the days that the Nazir is Tamei, Ein Oyon Loi Min HaMinyan, those days cannot count towards the term of his Naziris. But what's going to be the halacha, asked the Braisa, Yemei Chalutai Minayim, the days that a Nazir is also a Metzaira Muchlet. How do we know that those days are not counted towards his term of Naziris? Says the Gemara, Dinhu. We could perhaps learn this through a Binyan Av. The limit of a Binyan Av is that the Torah teaches us halacha in one place, and anything that's similar will have the same halacha. The halacha is ma yimei tumasai. Just like when a nazir completes his yimei tumah, megaleich mevi carbon, he has to take a haircut, he has to cut his hair and bring a carbon. Af yimei chalutai, so too is the halacha by a Mitzayra Muchlet that we learned when the Kohen declares that Nirpa Tzaras, that he's been healed, that he has to cut all his hair, as we learned, and bring a carbon. Carbon. So says the Gemara, suggests the Braisa, just like during the days that the Nazir is Tamei, Ein Oil Loim and Aminyan, they don't count towards his term of Naziris, so too ought to be the halacha that af yimei chalutai ein oyon loy min aminyan. Loy, says the Gemara, the comparison is not correct. Im amret b'mei tumasai, if we're saying that while the nazir is tamei, those days can't count towards his term, shekem evatel es hakoidman. As we've learned, those days, that nazir who becomes tamei, causes that all the days of Naziris that he kept till now should be forfeited. Lefikach, therefore, halacha is very clear. Ein oyel min aminyan. Those days cannot be counted towards the days of his term. Taimar b'mei chalutai. Whereas when the nazir is a mitzayra muchlet, shem vatla kaidman. There, the entire discussion of our Gemara is, will those days be counted towards his term? But there is no question that those days don't cause that he should forfeit the days that he's kept already. Lefikach, therefore, there could be a strong argument that just like the chelutai, the fact that he became a mitzayir muchlet, doesn't cause him to forfeit what he's already observed, the halacha also should be, oyloi min aminyan, that those days should be counted towards his naziris. Says the Gemara Amrit. It's not correct. Ma nazir. We can learn the following. Ma nazir bekever. Somebody became a nazir while he's in the cemetery. Sara roy letaglachas. That he could have the mitzvah taglachas. We'll explain what that means soon. Ain oylem min aminyan. We've learned that the tamei that became a nazir, or the person who's in the basic kfaros who became a nazir, that those days are not counted. We learned it explicitly in our Mishnah towards this term of Naziris. Yemei chelutei she'ein roi letaglachas. That loy koshken she'ein loy l'minyan. And says the Gemara, my laugh. What does it mean that the Nazir bekever is roi letaglachas? My laugh, letaglachas tuma. Doesn't it mean that he's going to have a haircut when he comes out of the cemetery and is matar himself? So isn't this a raya to what we've been discussing in this shaila? That Rav Ashi asked the shaila, if a nazir who was tameh when he became a nazir and now becomes tar, does he have to have a haircut or not? Isn't this braisa teaching us that such an individual has to have a haircut? Says the Gemara, that's not what the braisa meant. Loi, what the braisa meant to speak about was tachas taglachas tahara. That when ultimately he will come out of the cemetery, and he will be matar himself, and he will become a nazir. And then after he completes that term of naziris, he will have to take a haircut, like every nazir, when they complete their naziris, have to take a haircut. And this is the way to understand the Kal V'Chomer. If a nazir, while he's in the cemetery, that he doesn't take a haircut when he finishes that haircut, and those days don't count towards his naziris, the mechaluta mitzayra, that he can't take a haircut. A nazir who's in a cemetery can take a haircut when he goes out before he begins his naziris. A cholut can't take a haircut. Therefore, if a cholut can't take a haircut, if this person's days don't count, the cholut's days don't count, should not count either. Hachinami b'stabra, says the Gemara, that makes sense to explain the Brice that way, because if we're going to say taglachas tuma, yimechaluta milay by taglachas, if we're going to say that he has to take a haircut, so then we ought to say that the Brice says that the cholut is different than the mitzayra, that the cholut is different than the nazir, that it's not true, they're both the same, they're going to ultimately have to take a haircut when they finish the current status. Loi. What we're saying is taglachas naziris ketani. What the Brice means to say is that the nazir, when he finishes his tumah, has to take a haircut because he's of aloch and hilchas naziris. The cholut that takes a haircut when he finishes the yimei chalutai doesn't take the haircut because of hilchas naziris. He takes the aloch haircut because of the hilchas mitzayra. And the Brice therefore is saying hilchas mitzayra haircut and hilchas naziris haircut are different haircuts, and therefore one cannot be used as the reason for the other to have the same halacha.